This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. The political spotlight has shifted to the election, but as this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth report explains, the state budget crisis continues to cost the people of Illinois. During political events at the Illinois State Fair, Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Michael Madigan rallied their troops, mostly against each other. Rauner didn't mention the Democratic House Speaker by name, but he called on his fellow Republicans to take on a political machine.
A corrupt political machine has taken over our home, and they are strangling our state. Well, you know what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen? We are going to beat that machine and restore power to the people of Illinois. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In his speech, Madigan gave members of his party two reasons to unite.
Number one, I think we can come together in opposition to the extremism of Donald Trump. Number two, I think we could all come together in opposition to the extremism of Bruce Rauner.
Both speeches offered plenty of red meat. What they didn't offer was proposals to get the state out of its current budget crisis. That lack of solutions has left Illinois citizens paying the price in some very real ways. Before kicking off campaign season, lawmakers approved and the governor signed into law spending meant to allow state government to limp along for another 6 months, until after the November election. The legislation has come to be known as the stopgap budget. Lawrence Massal, president of the fiscal watchdog group, the Civic Federation, bristles at that characterization.
It is not, in fact, a budget because it's neither a comprehensive nor balanced approach to the state's expenditures and obligations. Stopgap implies that there is some end or stop to this financial recklessness.
Without a real plan in place, the business of state government is running on court orders, automatic spending, a K-12 education funding bill, and the so-called stopgap. That's left it spending billions more than it's taking in. How is Illinois coping? Mostly by just not paying its bills. Massal says putting off those payments comes at a price. Illinois racks up millions in interest charges.
All of its late bills, the state pays an unnecessary premium at the taxpayer's expense, money that could at best be used for critical areas and priority programs is being wasted at interest costs.
Martin Luby with the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs says the state could be paying less for its borrowing if it had its fiscal house in order.
Just like a person's credit, an individual's or a household's credit, as the credit rating goes down, the cost of borrowing goes up.
Luby took a look at a June bond sale to see how much the state could have saved. He says that the budget impasse's effect on the state's credit rating meant that Illinois spent about $12 million more on that sale. As it grapples with red ink, Illinois is not fully funding social services or higher education. It's also not investing in infrastructure. Luby says all of this will have long-term negative effects on the economy.
If we don't have investments in infrastructure throughout the state, I mean, these are some of the reasons why businesses will locate in a particular region or will decide to locate elsewhere.
Lack of funding for social services and higher education also has human costs. Lawrence Massal with the Civic Federation hopes that those costs will start to get people's attention.
For people who don't think the state budget affects them, I would challenge them to look around in their community and see the people that are on the streets looking for help. That's the impact of the state budget. Fellow citizens are not getting the services they need.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Jamie Dunn.